It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll spin Spider Rockets, premiere the latest single from the Paper Jets, rock with the Boardwalk Kings, and check in with Alani and Serena. They're rocking the Power of Females show at the all-new Asbury Lanes with the Taylor Toe Band and Pepperwine on Saturday, October 6th. We'll also talk with Mike from Chili's in Homedale about the benefit for St. Jude's Children's Hospital that they're running this Tuesday, September 25th. But first, joining us over the phone is Steve Bellow. His latest album, Marblehead, is out now, and you can catch him at the Starland Ballroom in Sayreville opening for Lita Ford this Thursday, September 27th. Steve, thanks for calling into the show.
Oh, no problem, man. It's always great to be on here. Thank you.
Hell yeah, dude. So I was in the on-air studio, and I came across a live read talking about the Lita Ford show, and I saw with Steve Bellow, and I was like, I know that guy. So I wanted to get you on the podcast to talk about this. So tell us what's going on with that.
Well, I opened for her 2 years ago at Starland, and it was a great show. It was a big success, and, you know, they reached out to me and just said, you want to do a second boot? I'm like, yeah, what the heck? Let's have a good time. So just spreading the word out there about the show. It's going to be great.
And you got the Break Brothers Band on the bill as well for that. What can people expect from Steve Bellow that night?
Anything goes. I mean, I feel the energy of the crowd, and I work off that, and I just want everybody to have a good time. I want them to dance, bang their head, tap their foot, scream, whatever. I just want everybody to walk out twice as excited as when they walked in.
How could someone get tickets?
Right now, you can get tickets through my website, stevebellowrocks.com. And you go to the shop page, and you'll see a link for it. Just click on it and go from there, and I want to see everybody there, man.
Now, it wasn't that long ago that we rocked your Marblehead album on the air on Jersey Rock. If someone wants to get a copy of that CD, how can they do so?
Oh, again, stevebellowrocks.com. Go to the shop page, find the link for the Marblehead album. If you buy the hard copy, I sign each single copy, guaranteed. You can also order it as a download if you want to do that too. That's totally cool, but just get the album in your ears. It's great.
The track we're doing on the podcast, one that I understand Don Jameson's a fan of, tell us about Heart of a Warrior.
Wow, that was actually two songs spliced together as one, and I had a different title for it, and then I was just thumbing through some magazines about, you know, different topics, and something that struck me was about, you know, the heart of a warrior when they're in battle, and I went, wow, that's a really cool title. Sounds like something Metallica or Manowar would use, so I figured I'm going to have fun with that, so let's just rock, you know. I think it's a great tune. It's a great show opener.
Steve Bellow, catch him opening for Lita Ford at the Starland Ballroom in Sayreville on Thursday, September 27th. Steve, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Not a problem. Thank you. Always a good time.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Steve Bellow with Heart of a Warrior on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
We'll be right back.
Tina from Spider Rockets, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
With Rip Your Heart Out on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Their Along Came a Spider album is out now, and you can catch them at the Debonair Musical in Teaneck on Friday, October 12th. More info at spiderrockets.com. On the phone is Mike Margogliotti, the Hope Captain at Chili's of Homedale. They're doing a special event to benefit St. Jude's Children's Hospital this Tuesday night. Mike, thanks so much for calling in.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
It's a pleasure to have you back on. I know we had you on the on-air show last year to talk about this. Tell us what's going on with your fundraiser to help the St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
So basically every year Chili's does fundraising for St. Jude's. We started in 2002. To this point, we've raised over $63 million. If you're not familiar with St. Jude's, it's a childhood research, cancer, and patient facility. It's a great cause. It was founded in 1962, located in Memphis, Tennessee. Just a couple quick things about St. Jude's in general. When St. Jude's was founded in 1962, only about 20% of children diagnosed with cancer survived. And since then, St. Jude's has scaled up to above 80%, which I think is amazing. Another thing that St. Jude's does that not every other place does is they actually share their breakthroughs with the scientific community. So if St. Jude's has a breakthrough in some form of cancer that can be applicable to older people or anybody, that information is out there for other hospitals to get. So St. Jude's, their research has actually helped other hospitals as well. So it's not like you just go there and that's the only place you can get a treatment. They make sure that their treatments are available elsewhere.
And we know on October 3rd, Chili's is doing their profit-sharing day. 100% of everything they take in is going to St. Jude's. But ahead of that, this Tuesday night, you and your manager, Alex, are doing something special. Tell us about that.
This is actually the third year that me and my general manager are going to be doing it. Me and Alex are going to be donating 100% of the tips we make. We're going to be serving tables from about 4:30 till about 8. If people keep showing up, then I'll stay until we close. Not a big deal. But we've done it a couple years in a row. We usually raise a decent amount of money for it is a great cause. We also have a bunch of different raffles from local businesses, ancient businesses in Grand Banks, places like Pino's Pallet, La Crosse Unlimited, Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash, Yester Cage, Trapdoor Escape Room, and some other places locally like Stumpy's Hatchet House and Cinemark Movies. A whole bunch of places donated some great stuff that we're going to raffle off with. Again, everything was donated, so all the money goes to St. Jude's. It's a great cause. So if you get a chance, just come in from now until October 3rd and help us reach our goal of 5,000 so we can do as much as we can for this great charity.
Hell yeah. We'll have you on the on-air show next week. Mike Margagliotti, the Hope captain at Chili's in Homedale. Catch them this Tuesday night. He and his manager, Alex, are donating 100% of their tips to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Mike, thank you so much for holding to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Appreciate any help getting the word out, and appreciate everyone coming in and supporting this great cause.
Right now, let's see the latest track from the Paper Jets. Keep an eye out for a new album coming out later this year and stay on top of everything they're doing at thepaperjets.com. Here's Chatter on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Clothes don't fit like they did. Look me up and down now, kid. Go pretend means to end. Convince parents left for dead. Refuse to settle down. Convinced you never settle for me. And head off to the runaround. At least that's where I think you're going.
From the Boardwalk Kings, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Introspective views. Will I find true north? Will I see tomorrow? Yet I'm screaming at my lungs. I still got everything to prove. Still paying back time for a load. Clear the dagger, restart, kill these demons with a sun ring, name on timeline. Turning pages, a round of shots for all my friends and those who pass through heaven's gate. There's a man at the bar, rambling on it.
take the mic? Will I find true north? Will I see tomorrow? Yet I'm screaming at my lungs. I still got everything to prove. Still paying that time for load. Clear the dead at least. I kill these demons with your sun. Remain on that night. Tomorrow, yet I'm screaming at my lungs. I still got everything to prove. Still paying back time borrowed. Clear the deck, restart, kill these demons. Wave your sign.
Kings with Still Got It on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their debut album, Before the Riots. You can score a copy of that disc now at theboardwalkkings.com. And don't miss the Boardwalk Kings at the Delancey in New York on October 14th. More info is available on the Boardwalk Kings Facebook page. On the phone are Nalani and Serena. See them at the Power of Females show at the all-new Asbury Lanes with the Taylor Toad Band and Pepperwine on October 6th. Ladies, thanks for all into the podcast.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure to have you on. I understand that right now you're in the midst of a national tour.
Yes, that's correct.
How's that going?
A lot of fun. It's really cool because we're seeing a lot of the country that we haven't seen yet. So we went down south for the first time, which was a lot of fun. We ate a ton of biscuits, and we're really excited to embark on the rest of this tour. We're going to be hitting up the Midwest, some more of the East Coast, and then possibly go out west in the new year. So we're really excited to just explore more of this country.
What's been like the most fascinating place you've found so far?
For me, I think it would be Nashville. Here, Nashville was quite an experience, seeing music everywhere and kind of felt like we were in our element down there. So that was extremely cool for us.
Of course, you'll be coming back to Asbury Park October 6th over at the all-new Asbury Lanes with Taylor Toad Band and Pepperwine for the Power of Females show. I think it's really cool that we've got three female-fronted acts doing this event. What can people expect from Nalani and Serena that night?
I think it's just going to be a whole new level of energy, just especially with an all-female lineup. We purposely wanted to do something special in New Jersey at such a legendary venue. We're good friends with both Taylor Toe and Pepperwine, and it was just this really cool collaborative show where we want to celebrate females in the music industry, and we couldn't think of two better acts to do it with.
How could someone get tickets for that show?
You can go on their website, asburylanes.com, or go on any one of our pages. You'll be able to find it there. They also have a pre-sale at the door, so people can get tickets ahead of time, or you can get it the night of the show.
Of course, your album, The Circle, is out now. How could someone get a copy of that?
Again, it's on our website, which is nstwins.com. It's called The Circle. You can just type it into any social platform or any streaming website. It's all there online. So Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff.
The track we're doing off of that disc, tell us about Pretty Lies.
So Pretty Lies is pretty much our commentary on people our age, specifically in places like a frat party or a bar where people can act a little differently. And so it's pretty much just our observation of that.
And if someone is maybe traveling and maybe wants to catch you guys on tour, does nstwins.com have the entire tour schedule up there?
Yes, it's all up there. It's also all on our Facebook page and basically anywhere you can find us on social media. We're heading places like Chicago later in the next coming months, but we're, of course, going to make our way back to the East Coast and play to good old Jersey again. So you can take the girls out of Jersey, but you can't take the Jersey out of the girls.
Awesome. We wish you a safe trip. Nalani and Serena, Catch them on tour right now if you can, or see them at the all-new Asbury Lanes October 6th for the Power of Females show with the Taylor Toad Band and Pepperwine. Ladies, thanks again for calling into the podcast.
Thanks so much.
Right now, let's do that track. Here's Nalani and Serena with Pretty Lies on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Generation, I don't. There's someone in the kitchen drinking up the tuition, setting up bad decisions. Oh no, lights go out. Do you know where you are? Can relate to, talk about real issues and do something more.
Something more.
Don't need no permission to have a vocal opinion, but that's the world we live in, and that's sad to know. Lights go out. Do you know who you are? Someone come break me up from this catastrophe. Stuck inside a silly game. We're all much too old to play. Lost in your delusions. Why lose yourself to prove you're something? No matter where we're going.
Nalani and Serena with Pretty Lies on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their latest album, The Circle. You can score a copy at NalaniSerena.com or NSTwins.com. Don't miss Nalani and Serena at the Power of Females show at the all-new Asbury Lanes on Saturday, October 6th with the Taylor Toad Band and Pepperwine. Tickets are available at AsburyLanes.com. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Monday for a new podcast, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter and club rat at WRAT.com to have it delivered straight to your email. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at JerseyRock@WRAT.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.